Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. It's summer. There's a severe drought in the southern United States, and heat waves are hitting various parts of the country. But no one is screaming, climate change is real, because of them, reports Sarah Zielinski at the Smithsonian Online. Why? Because weather, the daily events of our atmosphere, isn't the same as climate, the long-term records of those events, she notes. Nonetheless, a huge educational opportunity is lost for not only the public but policymakers every time journalists cover droughts and heat waves, yet fail to inform on how climate change is connected to them. National Public Radio, for example, covers heat wave conditions several times daily during a heat wave, but rarely mentions climate change. Occasional short pieces describing that connection does not compensate for this general failure. And the rest of the main news media is no better. Summed up simply, the extreme droughts and heat waves we are seeing today is the type predicted to occur more frequently and intensely under current and future climate change, most scientists agree. It is an important message that news outlets should be repeating every time they cover extreme weather. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.